The Boxer by Sam Parker. Copyright Burlington Books, 2012. Chapter 1. The 19th of June, 1936. Max Schmeling enters the ring. It was the 19th of June, 1936, in Yankee Stadium, New York. There was an unusual silence as Max Schmeling entered the boxing ring and sat down in his corner. For the spectators, it was like watching a lamb on its way to the slaughter. Max had once been a great boxer, but that was a few years ago. Today, most boxing fans knew that he was past his prime. Max was aware that most people in the stadium that night believed he had little hope of lasting more than a couple of rounds against the invincible Joe Louis. Max's friends wondered if, even at his best, he could have survived for long against the unstoppable Brown Bomber. Max looked at the Yankee Stadium crowd. Although he was far away from his native Germany, many of the faces he saw were familiar and seemed to be giving him encouraging smiles. Or was it pity? Schmeling had already been to the US several times and had lots of local friends. New York was his second home, but Berlin was his first love. Maximilian Adolf Otto Siegfried Schmeling was born in the small northern German town of Kleinlackau on the 28th of September 1905. But his parents moved to Hamburg soon after his birth. Young Max was a bright student and an excellent sportsman. In 1921, his father took him to the cinema, where they saw the world heavyweight title fight between American Jack Dempsey and Frenchman George Carpentier. From that day, Max was fascinated by the sport. He read books about boxing and used to practice with his friends. They didn't have boxing gloves, so they used Max's father's socks instead. Max's father was not happy when his son told him he dreamed about becoming a professional boxer. At that time, boxing had only recently become legal in Germany, and few people were interested in the sport. However, all that was going to change. His father had hoped that Max would work in advertising, but his son tried it and immediately saw it was not for him. Finally, his father gave in and bought Max a pair of boxing gloves. At least, he got his socks back. At the age of 17, Max left home to seek his fortune in the city of Cologne. Boxing was his only passion. He joined the Mülheim Amateur Boxing Club and trained like a man with a mission. By 1928, Max had reached the light heavyweight final of the German championships. He was disappointed to narrowly lose the final fight, but many important people were impressed by his fighting skills. Suddenly, Max had a trainer and a manager and was on his way to Berlin. These were the days of the Weimar Republic. Berlin was a wonderful cosmopolitan city. It was a place of art, culture, love, and living for the moment. Max was fascinated by the place. He met famous writers and actors and was always welcomed at the most exclusive clubs and parties. Artists painted him and sculptors carved his masculine physique in marble. He was pursued by gorgeous women, and later he married one of the most beautiful and talented actresses in Germany. That year, Max arrived in New York for the first time and met Joe Jacobs, who became his new manager. After defeating the Spaniard Paulino Uzkudun and following world champion Gene Tunney's retirement, Max suddenly found himself as a leading contender for the world heavyweight belt. On the 12th of June 1930, Max met the American boxer Joe Sharkey in a match that was called the Battle of the Continents. Although Max was younger and stronger, he began slowly and by the fourth round was behind on points. Then, suddenly, Sharky punched him in the groin and Max fell to the floor in pain. But this was a good thing for Max. According to the rules of boxing at that time, a low blow was a reason for disqualification. Joe Jacobs ran excitedly into the ring and demanded that Schmeling be declared the winner. Some moments of confusion followed, and finally, it was announced that Max Schmeling would be crowned the new world champion. Max returned to Germany, expecting to be greeted as a hero, but soon discovered that German boxing fans were ashamed of the way he had won his belt. Boxing writers mocked him, calling him the low blow champion. Then, 2 years later, Max fought a return fight against Sharky in New York, and this time the roles were reversed. Though Max boxed well, and most of the audience thought he had won, Sharky was declared the winner. This time, Schmeling returned to Germany as a hero, and sports writers wrote that he had brought credit to German sport. In the 4 years that followed, Max's results were mediocre. He was still among the best, but was he good enough to stop the Brown Bomber?